Your new guy, what have you noticed from Kelvin?
Well, Kelvin, you know, he's working his way through getting healthy, and he's been super so far, and he's in the process of, you know, getting ready to compete for a job and doing great.
Do you expect him to be full go for training?
You'd have to ask the doctors that. And when they tell the trainers, when they tell me he's full go, he's full go.
Steve, what did you see from Wes last year that gives you confidence that he can step in there and be the starter this year?
Well, Wes is a good football player, and he's first of all, he's competing with John Harrison for the and Dakota and some of these other guys. But Wes is going to be a very good NFL player, and saw a lot of good things from him. He's a natural leader. You know, he's very athletic. He's smart, and he's kind of got all the attributes you want in an NFL player.
Who are the guys that you view in the right tackle competition? Who will be the guys?
Well, there's a bunch of them working at it now. Brent Qualley, Shell, Jeff Adams. You know, we got a great comp. The one thing we have done is got great competition at every position. And so right now, you know, we're going through that process of getting ready for training camp. And I'm real excited where we are, you know, and hopefully we got to continue to take that next step and process through it.
Is Ijalana strictly a left tackle now?
No. Well, again, because, you know, I mean, they give me seven guys on game day. So
right.
Whoever, you know, they've all got to be cross-trained to a
working,
different position.
He's been working left in the spring now.
He has been working both. Okay. They all have. They've all been doing cross-training basically in the spring.
Where have you seen Brandon Shell's game change? I know it's early, but have you seen
– Well, Brandon, it's a natural evolution for Brandon. You know, he came in here and he worked hard. He learned the pro game. He's a prospect, and, you know, he played a couple ball games at the end of the year, and he's continuing to get better and better and better. And we'll see where the chips fly as we move past this phase, this phase, and move on into training camp. But, you know, he's got a chance to be a good player.
Were you surprised? Because it looked like he had some serious success.
No, not at all. I mean, we knew, you know, I mean, it's a – man, going from – I coached college ball a long time. Going from the college game to the NFL game, especially at the O-line position, is not an easy transition. And it takes time sometimes. And that's where he is. Again, his work ethic is second to none, and he's done everything we've asked of him. And, you know, we'll continue to see how he progresses through the, you know, our mini camp and then into the first part of training camp.
What will your room miss the most with not having Nick Mangold in it?
Well, I told my guys back phase one, you know, you can go for 2 years, you know, Brigashaw Ferguson, Willie Colon, Breno Giacomini, and obviously Nick. They got great role models from those guys. Those guys were great pros, some of them had prolific careers. And they've got a great role model to take, but it's their time. It's their time now to do it the way that, you know, they've got to go prepare and what we have to do and learn from those guys what to do and how to do it and prepare to play, prepare to practice, prepare to do to learn the offense and you know, I think those guys, you know, they owe those guys a great debt of gratitude from that standpoint. Just not Nick, but you had Willie and Breno and obviously DeBrickashaw Ferguson.